This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The talk of removing President Trump from office is growing in Washington after his supporters attacked the U.S. Capitol building on Wednesday. Five people died, including a Capitol Police officer.
Officer Brian Sicknick passed away Thursday night. Capitol Police say he died of injuries he sustained while engaging with supporters of President Trump. After he was injured, Sicknick returned to his division office and collapsed. He was taken to a local hospital where he later died.
AP correspondent Mike Hempen. President Trump is now condemning the violence at the Capitol building.
To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In a video shot at the White House, the president admitted for the first time his stay there will soon end.
Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th.
The video appeared aimed at fighting back talk that he should leave office now.
This man is deadly.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is among lawmakers calling for Vice President Pence and the cabinet to remove the president immediately, threatening another impeachment push if they don't. Neither option seems likely, though their mere discussion is a warning to the president.
Because of the attack on the Capitol building, security forces are taking extra precautions for President-elect Biden's inauguration. LeBron James says if black Americans had stormed the U.S. Capitol building, quote, "we all know what would have happened." He spoke after the Lakers game last night with the Spurs. About 6 million Americans have now gotten a COVID-19 shot. December was this nation's deadliest month for the virus. Last Wednesday, the deadliest day. This is AP News. It appears Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine can protect against variants.
These particular variants are causing global concern, both sharing a common mutation called N501Y, which is a slight alteration on one spot of the spike protein that coats the virus. That change is believed to be the reason they can spread so easily. Pfizer says it's very reassuring to have found that at least this mutation does not seem to be a problem for vaccine efficacy. The study is preliminary and has not yet been reviewed by experts, a key step for medical research. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The last Civil War widow has died. Helen Jackson was 101. She married a Union veteran in 1936 in Missouri when he was 93 and she was 17. He married her so she could get his soldier's pension, but she never claimed it. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.